Dis 10:30, jy is ingeskakel hier by KC at Work, saam met my, Michelle en Anelda. Maar Anelda is baie weird vanoggend, want sy is mos nou hier besig om oor te vat by KC at Work, maar dis ook woensdag, 10:30, wat ek jou altyd interview.
Ja, in die Engels, ek en Michelle lag nou net oor die Engels en die Afrikaans, want dis omtrent te weird.
So, okay, ek gaan nou vir Anelda onderhoud mee doen as my gas op 'n woensdag. Life in Motion, Support Structures. So good morning listeners, we're continuing with our series Life in Motion, where we talk about real life, real roles, and how we navigate it all. And over the past few weeks, we've spoken about balance, habits, energy, and the reality of being a working mom. But today's topic is something many people struggle with, even though we all need it, and that is support structures. And Anelda is back with me in studio. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Michelle. And yes, I think today's topic is such an important one because so many of us try to do everything on our own and we're very proud. But the truth is we were never meant to do it, to do life alone. So whether it's at home or at work or in seasons like the one I'm currently in with my Supra journey and my KC journey, support makes all the difference.
So Nalda, what do you mean when you talk about support structures?
For me, Michelle, support structures are really the people in my life, systems, and also habits that help you carry life. So it's not just one person, but it's really a combination of family, friends, your colleagues, routines, and also, very importantly, personal discipline, because you need to also keep yourself upright. It's everything that helps you to function without feeling like you're carrying the entire world on your shoulders.
But why do you think so many people struggle to ask for help?
I think we've been conditioned to believe that being strong means doing everything alone. So we don't want to feel like a burden. We don't want to appear like we can't cope. And sometimes we just think it's quicker if I just do it myself. That's what I do. So over time, that mindset really leads to exhaustion.
Anelda, you're in a very full season right now. What does support look like for you personally?
To me, it really looks like teamwork. I always say I'm a single mom, so it's just me and my kids at home, and we operate like a team. You and I now operate like a team, so me and my family operates like a team. So, at work it means sharing responsibilities, and also trusting people not to control everything. At home, it also means sharing responsibilities, helping each other out. And in my Supra journey, it really means having people who encourage me and who keeps me grounded. So I've really learned that I don't have to do everything alone. And actually, I do a lot better if I don't do everything alone.
So what happens when we don't have support or don't use it?
We burn out. It's as easy as that because you can't do everything alone. We become overwhelmed, we become frustrated, and sometimes even resentful. And then you start to feel bitter. But the reality is, even if support is available, if we don't allow it, we still end up carrying everything alone. And so sometimes the problem isn't the lack of support, but really that we don't open that door to receive the support.
How can someone start building a support structure if they feel like they don't have one?
Start small and really be intentional. It could be things like having an honest conversation with someone that you trust, or asking for help with one thing, connecting with people who understand your season, because support doesn't have to be big, but it has to be real. And everybody's support structure looks different because everybody is different. I always say I don't mind working hard for an extra income to have our household. Her name is Faith, but she's like family in our home. Yeah. So she started out helping us twice a week. Now she's there every day. And I really can't do without her. And then my mom's driving my daughter to school and to extra activities, enabling me to do other things. So that's all support structures that helps me to keep my sanity, and that's so important. So sometimes building support really starts with being willing to say, I can't do this alone.
So what's one mindset shift people need when it comes to support?
That accepting help is not a weakness. It really is wisdom. So we function better, we think clearer, and we show up stronger when we are supported. Even the strongest people have support, especially the strongest people have support behind them. And no one succeeds alone. So it just looks that way from the outside, like I'm envisioning that social media image that we see often of the iceberg, that you just see the tip, but the success is really lying in that foundation below the surface where people don't see it, and that's really your support structure.
Analda, this is such an important reminder, especially for those who feel like they have to carry everything alone.
Absolutely, Michelle. And life is already in motion. We don't have to carry it all by ourselves. We just need to learn how to move with it.
And sometimes the strongest thing you can do
is to ask for help and really allow that support into your life.
So I'm wishing you a supported, lighter, and more connected week ahead. Life is always in motion, and it moves a little easier when we don't walk it alone. So dames en Nelda Jonker, lekker weer om vanoggend met jou te gesels. Dis nou 10:38, 'n advertensiebreek en dan Sixpence, Nanda Richie met Kiss Me.